702.
702.
Stephen is on The Money Show.
6 to 8 p.m.
20 minutes now after 7 the time. Business as a Force for Good is on The Money Show every Tuesday evening at 7:20 p.m. as we speak to CEOs who are proving that doing good and doing business can go hand in hand. Business as a Force for Good is brought to you by Prime Media Cares and Trialogue, where purpose meets performance. Well, tonight we're speaking to the mutually owned fund for professionals, PPS. Their CEO is Isaac Smuts. Isaac, good evening. Good to chat. So when we talk about sustainability, when we talk about business as a force for good, in most cases, a board or a CEO or a senior executive would make a decision about sustainability or whatever it is, and then kind of push it through. In your case, you're a mutual fund, so your members are the shareholders. Your structure, which is slightly different to most people in this space, does that play a role in what you're doing and in the decisions you're making in society?
Yeah, good evening, Stephen, and thanks for the opportunity. Yes, indeed. PPS, we were founded 85 years ago on the ethos of mutuality, and that continued to shape our decisions and the way we do business. We would argue that, mutuals are often founded when a community has to come together to solve a particular problem. It might be to protect themselves against a particular hazard. So we would argue mutuals are almost like the original, businesses that pursue a particular purpose. These days, of course, most companies do have purpose and, also focus on sustainability. But for us, it's kind of natural. We are there for our members, have been for them, as I say, for more than 85 years. And yeah, it shapes in a big way the way that we think about sustainability and doing good.
So you made sustainability one of your strategic themes a couple of years ago. Have you seen a change in what your business does now compared to before that?
Even, when we think about strategy, we added sustainability as one of our strategic pillars about 3-4 years ago. But yes and no. On the no part, we always continue to, as I say, focus on our members, on the community, professional communities. We've always been investing in education initiatives, staying close to tertiary institutions and so on. Nothing has changed in that way. But then on the other side, maybe there was a bit more focus on just in terms of budget that we commit, for various sustainability initiatives. And it's good that I think these days if businesses do bring sustainability into their strategy as well.
So in your case, you don't have profits in the same way a company does. Your profits go to your members. And that means if you spend money or you make a decision, that means you don't make as much money as you would have otherwise. You don't have as much money, you don't have that money available to give back to your members immediately. Do you see it in terms of a trade-off? Do you see it in a different way?
You can see it. Look, for every business, even if it's a stock business owned by shareholders, it's obviously that trade-off, what you allocate to community and generally doing good and making the world a better place. It's going to take immediate profit away from shareholders. But Stephen, in our case, because we operate under the ethos of mutuality, we've got a much more longer-term approach in our the way we do things. There's not that, quarter by quarter, every year, that more a short-term focus that you might get in a stock business. For us, our members stay with us often for a generation or more. So when we invest in things like education, sponsoring bursaries and so on, it's often, a 20-year ahead that we look. And, those investments eventually come back in terms of building the professional community and, investing in the world around us. So I think that tension is less than what it might be in a stock business.
Mm. Are there particular strategic issues in our society or other societies where you operate where you've sort of made a particular decision to go the sustainability route rather? Are there examples of that kind of trade-off?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the environment that we operate in today, we know South Africa, low growth environment still. And of course, you know, when it comes to product innovation and so on, and also strategy to invest in new businesses, you know, that plays a role. But what we see, you know, our lapses at PE is very, very low, you know, 4 to 5% per annum. So our members do want to stay with us. They are in it for the long term. Yeah, there's in terms of the impact of society around us, that for sure also impacts professionals, but and cost of living and all of that. But yes, we see now low lapse rates. We are, you know, on the right track. And then in terms of businesses that we invest in, we have got associate businesses in Australia and New Zealand. So PPS is there, also in Namibia. And again, for the long term, you know, those businesses, it typically takes a couple of years before they will break even. But eventually, there's value for our members here in South Africa that is going to flow back. And again, I think if you don't have that very long-term approach, some of these investments will be very, very difficult decisions to make.
Well, I mean, the business you're in kind of helps, right? I mean, you're all about financial sustainability. So in a way, it's quite an easy fit.
Yeah, absolutely. Financial sustainability, and again, assisting our members. As you've mentioned, you know, at the end of the day, all our profit eventually goes back to our members. In fact, you can almost argue all the premiums that pay for insurance, it's going to come back either as a claim in the unfortunate, if there's that unfortunate event, or then profit share flowing back. There's no leakage out to shareholders. So our ability to do good and to have that sustainability mindset, I think it's just so much easier if you have a mutual ethos in which you play.
Isaac Smit, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. CEO of PPS, the mutually owned fund for professionals. A reminder, Business as a Force for Good is brought to you by Primedia Cares and Trialogue.